we have royalty standing by. Introducing Mary, Queen of Socks. Thank you so much for giving us a call, Mary. It's a nickname, of course. Is it a nickname you enjoy?
I love it, actually. I wear it with pride. I don't wear a crown, but I'll wear that.
Well, you used to work at the hospital.
Yeah.
And you have had some hard times in your past, and now, I mean, you are giving it back in spades by collecting socks and making socks for people who, they don't have a home to live in, especially during the winter.
Absolutely. It's so sad.
This whole campaign, you have a Facebook page that people can join, and that's how you can round up socks and people can make their own and we can all collect them together. It's called Socks for Shelters. And then this drive, you're going to donate all the socks we can in December, right, to charities around town?
Yes. December 8th will be delivery day, so the cutoff's on the 7th. And the three shelters involved are Briny House and Souls Harbor Rescue Mission and the Halifax Shelter Society.
It's incredible work you're doing. I mean, you spend all of your downtime making socks.
Absolutely. But, I mean, in recent years, if I was sitting, I always had my knit needles going. It's just, I'm fidgety, I guess.
Well, that's a good hobby to have if you're fidgety.
Oh, I love knitting. I learned when I was 6 years old, I was a brownie, so.
You got all your badges, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And then what happened in between where you really have this shared lived experience with people who are in desperate need of socks?
Well, just the experience over 20 years ago myself, one of the first things you realize is what they need. And socks are the number one thing a shelter needs. Number one on any list for shelters is socks. It's the first thing they need when they come in. Socks are usually wet, worn, full of holes. This started actually with a goal of 100 pair for the first year that I started in 2021. And in the first year, we raised 5,546 pair.
Wow.
But I couldn't even comprehend it.
Wow.
And last year, we went over 6,000. So members open for 7,000 this year.
So we're going for 7,000 socks. And your donation date is when?
December the 8th.
You knit about 50 pairs a year just yourself?
Yes, I've done that for over 20 years.
That's insane.
I knew they were being well appreciated.
Oh, definitely. I know I was reading an article the other day about the importance of having socks, and this came from Halifax, from CBC, where somebody was listing off the issues that the unhoused population deals with, and most of it is caused by damp socks causing health problems, primarily foot issues, including trench foot. They get infections through cracks in the skin, athlete's foot fungus, and diabetes is increased. The risk for diabetes is increased when you already have a limited sensation on your feet, so diabetes is something that already affects the unhoused population because of how expensive diabetes medication is. One interviewed unhoused person even said that sometimes they're more happy to receive dry socks than they are cash.
And just the feeling you get from this whole thing. Like, in the beginning, I couldn't even pick up a donation without tears going down my face. Like, I was just kind of shocked. Like, I have the Girl Guides involved. I have a little cadet that goes out and he gathers socks in his neighborhood for me. It's amazing. At Costco, they call me the sock lady because that's where all the socks are purchased with cash donations.
Are they cutting you a deal? I hope they're cutting you a deal.
Not yet, but maybe someday.
They would look really, PR 101.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
They have been very good to me. They've donated. Kent and Dartmouth Crossings, another huge contributor to me. I don't want to miss anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Find paper products. They donate all the boxes to put these in.
So if we want to donate socks, anyone listening, how do we do that?
You can join Socks for Shelters on Facebook and just send me a message there and I'll be gladly to pick them up. Or if you would like to drop off, or we take e-transfers and I will gladly pick the socks up within days of that transfer being made.
Yes, I see. You can e-transfer stuartacrosby@gmail.com.
Correct.
And you are Mary Crosby. So we just have to ask Mary from Dartmouth with the last name Crosby.
You know what? We lived in Cole Harbor. And we were F. Crosby, Cole Harbor, in the phone book. So you just imagine that nightmare.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'd get the calls on his birthday, when he'd make a team, when he didn't score, when he did score.
But no relation.
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Oh.
Thank
well,
you, mate.
You're just doing so much good. We can't thank you enough for giving us some time. It's Mary, Queen of Socks.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart for asking me to do this. Word of mouth is my best advertising. I have a big mouth, but this just makes it.
1035 Hot Country Mornings with Megan and Foreman.